Hey, hello, hi, what is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Get Aloha Spirit podcast. I am your host, Kyla Nicole, the creator of GetAlohaSpirit.com, a website where I talk about all things positivity and a bunch of other cool stuff. Today, we are going to talk about 25 small things you can do to boost your mood, and I'm doing this because sometimes we fall into these moods where we're not 100% happy, but we're not 100% miserable. We're just kind of in like the middle, feeling kind of meh, or our energy's a little bit off, so these things you can do to boost your serotonin and give yourself a little bit more of that happy chemical. You can do a few of these in a day, you can do one of them, you can do them for an extended period of time or shorter period of time. It's really up to you, but these are just 25 things that I recommend doing just to make yourself feel a little bit better. So without further ado, let's get right on into it. So I'm going to kind of read these off. I have a list, and so I'm just going to tell you about them and then give a little bit more of an explanation. So the first one is reading a chapter of a book, or more of a book or less of a book. Reading is such an escape for me, and so it allows you to kind of pull yourself away from whatever is causing you to feel a little bit slumpy and a little bit groggy. And it just takes you to this whole new place, and especially if it's fiction does something wonderful for you, because you don't have to worry about what's going on in your life at the moment. So I recommend reading. Reading is so much fun, it's so nice, and it works your brain. I highly recommend doing it, especially if you're in like a cozy environment, whether you're curled up in a hammock or in a really comfortable part of your house or in a coffee shop. Just these things that stimulate something happy and they stimulate a good vibe. The next one is aromatherapy, and I cannot tell you how much joy I get out of smelling things, like the candle aisles at like Marshall's or TJ Maxx or in like Bed Bath & Beyond or like Bath & Body Works. I love smelling things. There's just something about certain scents that just calm you, that take you off to this far off place that isn't there. Maybe I'm being a little dramatic there, but aromatherapy just kind of relaxes your mind. And so the scents like lavender, sometimes it's citruses that really just give your brain a moment to just relax, and it makes you happy, and who wouldn't want that? The next one is watch some of your favorite TV show or a chunk of a movie. Sometimes you can watch more, depending on your timing, you can watch more of a TV show, more of a movie, less of a TV show. But if you have a favorite show, there probably is some positive association for it. Like for me, it's Gilmore Girls. I'm watching it like my 11th time, which sounds crazy, but it's a show that is just like a comfort show for me. And so whenever I'm feeling stressed out or down or just not 100%, I always just throw on a couple minutes of an episode. Sometimes I'll watch a whole episode and it changes my mood. And number four, this is something that I did a while back when I was bored in quarantine. I made it such a cute spread, but it is make a list of everything that makes you happy. Or if you already have a list like that, look back at it. It can be some big and little things. Like for me, I had like the sky, blankets, hot cocoa, the way the ocean smells when you're by the beach, just little things like that. Everything you can think of in that moment that makes you happy. I tried to fill a whole page in my journal, which I did. I made it super cute. And so whenever I'm feeling a little crappy, I'll look at that and just remind myself of all this good that I have in my life that just makes me feel so happy. Number five, this one sounds a little bit dramatic. You don't have to do all of this, but lay on the floor and listen to music. Whenever I'm feeling down, I literally lay on my floor and it solves all my problems. Bonus points if listening to music while you're at it. If not, you can just lay on the floor or you can just listen to music. You don't have to be as dramatic as I am. But I absolutely adore listening to music. It's something that is so nice. I have happy playlists. I have playlists for literally everything. I always put in the description bar my Apple Music and all my other social media, so go check that out if you want some cool music. I think I have a pretty cool music taste. So I highly recommend music. Just music is therapy. That's all you can say. Or number six, you can listen to a podcast like this one. Maybe this one will make you a little happy. I don't know. But I have certain podcasts that I absolutely adore listening to that just make me feel good, and just having this discussion, except not really a discussion, but just hearing someone else talk about something that I'm really interested in. So there's a couple podcasts that I listen to about TV shows. Like there's one on Friends, there's one on Gilmore Girls, and there's other people who talk more about spirituality that I really, really like. Just find a podcast that interests you. There is so many podcasts out there, so go listen to those. Number seven, go on a walk or do literally anything physical. I start my morning off every day with a really hardcore workout, or sometimes I start off with yoga, and it just really gets your blood pumping, and that always feels so, so good. And I highly recommend just getting outside or doing something physical, because it totally changes how you feel. Even if maybe in the moment you're like, I really don't want to work out. It'll make a difference, and sometimes just getting in a really good sweat sesh makes all the difference. Number eight, call a friend or someone you miss. Especially now, since we're in quarantine, I haven't really been able to interact with a lot of people face to face, and so my mood entirely changes when I have a call with someone, or when I get a FaceTime, or if I have like a Zoom meeting with some of the freshmen activities that they're doing. I always feel like I'm so much happier after, because you've had some sort of contact. And if you're calling someone that you miss, it's always nice to catch up with someone and just hear about other people's lives, because interacting with other people, whether if you're like me and you're not a huge people person, but if you aren't a huge people fan, sometimes it always still is nice to hear someone's voice and talk with them and hear what's going on in their life and let out whatever's going on in your life. Number nine is one that I fall back on so many times, which is why I'm so happy that I do what I do in terms of, you know, with the website. It's let out your creative energy. Whether for you this is doodling, painting, writing, reading. I mean, maybe reading isn't really creative, but I mean, whatever, you can do that. Dancing, singing, you know, playing music, whatever it is a creative outlet. Sometimes we just have all this creative energy built up inside of us that we just need to let out. And honestly, like, that's why I created this website. Part of the reason why I created it was because I had a lot of this creative energy that I just wanted to get out and put out into the world, and that's exactly what I did. So do something creative. And number 10 is, you're probably not surprised by this one, but I would say journal, and get all of the bad gunk out of your head if there's something that's really tying you down, or that or you just want to get out. Like, I'm not feeling 100% great. Or you can create a fun spread out of it, whether you could just look up on Pinterest and find something cute to like doodle, or maybe you want to create a different look in your journal or something. This also connects to the creative energy. Or you can color. Oh, I love coloring. So fun. Now this one, you're not going to be surprised at all. Look on Pinterest, get lost on Pinterest, create a new board, get inspired. If you've been here a while, if you've read my posts, I really should get a sponsorship from Pinterest, because I'm obsessed. It's so fun to just get lost in, plan these imaginary trips in your head. Just the aesthetic of Pinterest, and just it's so versatile. Everyone can find Pinterest. You can follow me on Pinterest. Again, it'll be linked down below in the description thing on the podcast description. That was not English. The 12th one, there we go, is watch cute animal videos. I don't know about you, but animals make me so happy. I love just finding, again, like on Pinterest, or even on like the Instagram explore page, or just literally googling on YouTube, like, or looking up on YouTube, or you can Google a cute animal compilation. I love them. Also, if you like animals, or if you're a sucker for aquariums like I am, the Georgia Aquarium has webcams for a lot of their major exhibits, and I kid you not, I spend like 15 minutes a day watching my fishies, especially the belugas. I love beluga whales. They're my favorite of the whales. But yeah, if you want a cool recommendation for something to do if you're in quarantine, or if you just want to see cool animals and you're not in Georgia or you're not in Atlanta, literally check out the Georgia Aquarium. It is awesome. Number 13 is take a social media or phone break for an hour or a day or however long you need. Sometimes we're just fine, but then we are on social media for too long, or we're on our phones for too long, and that, I guess, false reality that is perceived from social media can really wear us down. Even if you're not the kind of person that is normally beat down. So there, I find myself, I just need to unplug for a couple hours and just not talk to anyone, not go on any of my social media, and then I come back and I'm fine. And sometimes there's a lot of negativity, and there's a lot of crap happening right now. So sometimes you just need to turn it off, and that is okay. It is so good for your mental health. I should really do it more. But just turn it off, disconnect for a little bit, and then come back with a fresher, cleaner mind. Number 14 is clean or organize something. Sometimes there's just clutter somewhere in our bedroom or wherever we're working or in our house that just does not make you feel very good. So clean it, organize something. I stress clean, so whenever I'm stressed out, like I had a couple days this summer where I stress cleaned my closet multiple times. So I reorganized, donated things. I stress cleaned my room multiple times, and it just, you let it out because sometimes there's this clutter that's just bugging you. So clean up something, clean that corner that, you know, is bugging you. I'm pretty much a clean person like all the time, but there's sometimes where my space just isn't doing it for me. So I'll redesign or reorganize something or fix a corner in my bedroom. So do that and it'll make a difference. And plus it gives you something to do. Turn on some good music, as I mentioned before, and just clean. It's so fun. This next one, browsing online. I online shop like a crazy person, but I don't buy anything. I just can't bring myself to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on things that I don't know if I need or not. I mean, if you want to, spend as much money as you'd like, but I like going through like Marshalls or other cool websites. I've gotten really into like online thrifting recently, where I just find a bunch of online thrift shops because I've been trying to keep my clothing a little bit more sustainable. So go do that. Just shop online at your favorite shops. Target's pretty cool, especially because it's a lot harder to go shopping nowadays because it is kind of unsafe. So do that. I just like to look, but if you want to buy, go ahead and splurge and buy, because sometimes that'll make you happy too. Number 16 is one that I also do. I try to incorporate this every single day. Sometimes if we just consume something, whether it's a food or a drink, it just makes you feel so much better. Like, I try to make myself a really good matcha latte every day. I love matcha, especially like midday when I'm like starting to get really tired from working. I'll have a matcha latte, get back to work, feel so much better. So fun, so nice. Or have a yummy snack. I love carrots, so sometimes I'll treat myself to carrots. That's so random and so weird. Like, of all things I would like spoil myself with, it's carrots. Don't judge. We all have our thing. Number 17 is also similar to that, is bake or cook something. Baking and cooking is like a therapy for me. I cook every Wednesday, so it's always nice to just be in the kitchen and just, you know, cook something yummy up and then eat it later. Baking is so therapeutic to me. It's something that I've always loved to do since I was younger. It does wonders. Even if it doesn't turn out that great, still do it. It's so fun. Again, listen to really good music or a good podcast and turn that oven on and get this party started. Number 18 is go on a drive. I do this pretty regularly. I try to go on a drive once a week. It's just nice to get out of the house. Sometimes you just need to, you know, leave the space that you're in, especially because we've been quarantined for so long. You just need to get out of the house, take the road. You need to just take the road on your own and just get lost somewhere, listen to good music again. Maybe you have a yummy drink with you. Just have a good time on your own. Just let your thoughts kind of be free and just drive and vibe and have a grand old time. Number 19, this is one that I do pretty regularly. It's not everyone's jam, but check your horoscope. Maybe the planets are the reason why you feel so out of place. I know I wake up in the morning and I'm like, my energy is not here today. Like, my vibe is just off. So then I'll check my horoscope and I'll be like, because I have CoStar. CoStar is such a fun app if you're really trying to get into astrology. But I'll check my horoscope and it'll be like, oh, you're conflicted or you have trouble in all of these things. It's like, well, that makes sense. No wonder why I feel like this. And then do what you can to combat it. And again, maybe do some of these other things that I've mentioned to make you feel a little bit better. And also, it's just really cool to learn about astrology. Like, learning something, taking time to just like understand something is also something so fun. And astrology has been my thing recently. So number 20 is revamp a routine or a part of your day. Sometimes we just feel groggy and our energy doesn't feel right when we just get into this repetitive pattern. And I'm the last person to say like change something up, but I'm telling you this now because I do it sometimes. Change something up, whether it is changing a morning routine, whether it's maybe exchanging products in your skincare routine, or changing up how you do your makeup, or, you know, doing something different. You know, if it's a little tweak to your day can help make a difference, because sometimes you just get bored going into the same patterns. I know that happens a lot in quarantine because I feel like I'm literally living the same day over and over and over again. So do little things to diversify your routines and diversify things that you naturally will do every single day, and those little changes can pull you out of a slump. Number 21, I've done this one quite a few times, is plan a trip somewhere. I've done this for when it's safe to travel. I'm planning a trip for my cousin and I to go to Georgia. So we can go see the town the Vampire Diaries was filmed in, the real Mystic Falls, Covington, Georgia, and then we're gonna hang out in Atlanta, hopefully go to the aquarium I was talking about a little while ago. I've planned like little day trips because I live in California, and so down the California coast there's so many cool trips that we can go on, and then just day trips and things you can do. So plan certain things, research certain places, because it's always nice to just have like, oh, one day I'll be able to do this, and it'd be so cool if I was able to do that. And having that hope and having that, I guess, want to do something, it makes a difference. It boosts your mood. And number 22, take this one with safety. Give someone a hug. Give the person you've been quarantining with a hug. Sometimes a hug just really makes you feel better. I make it a point to hug my mom every day because, you know, sometimes you have a stressful work day. She works full time and she's been working like a mad woman because her work really needs it right now because of all the telecommuting that's happening. And so I'll just come in and give her a hug after she's had a meeting, because hugs feel so good. And it goes both ways. I feel good giving my mom a hug and my mom will feel good getting a hug. Number 23 is one that I do more often than I would like to admit, is just unfollow a bunch of people on social media and clean out your phone. Again, as I said before, sometimes social media gets really negative and it clouds your brain and it just is not a good time. And sometimes it's the people that you follow. You're just like, I don't like following you. I have followed so many people, unfollowed so many people, and I've followed people that didn't like follow people that make me feel good and inspire me. There is no point in having social media or your phone be a place that you associate with negativity. That is so not necessary. And there are positive parts of social media. It is selective. People choose how they present themselves, but some people present themselves in a manner that makes you feel really good and that motivates you and inspires you. So I follow, instead of following people who maybe post things that I'm not a huge fan of seeing, I'll follow something about the law of attraction that really motivates me to go out and accomplish my goals, all those cool things. And sometimes that makes a huge difference. So do that. Go through whoever you're following on Instagram. If they no longer serve you, unfollow them. Say goodbye. It's not going to hurt their feelings. It's fine. And 24 is take a power nap. And they say that between 30 and 45 minutes, they as in like, you know, scientists, 30 to 45 minutes of a nap is the most productive, where you're not going to wake up feeling all tired and sleepy. And sometimes I do this. I'm a horrible napper and my body doesn't let me shut down. But sometimes I'll just lay in the dark and just close my eyes for a half hour or 45 minutes. Or I'll listen to, there's a Disney piano where this guy just plays all these Disney songs, but on the piano, and it is so relaxing and so nice. And I'll just listen to that whole album while I'm just laying there. Sometimes I'll fall asleep, sometimes I won't, but I do set an alarm for 30 or 45 minutes, depending on my mood, and just refresh yourself. Sometimes you just need to let your body just be dormant for a little bit and then wake yourself up and go about your day. Now, this last one is a shameless plug, but check out my website, getalohaspirit.com. I talk about a whole bunch of mood boosting, positive things, things that you can do to make your life a little bit better. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of that inspiration to get yourself going. Or you can check out my travel posts where I've talked about places that I've been. I have one, I believe, up of Spain and Portugal right now, if I'm not mistaken. And you can use that to maybe plan your trip somewhere, as I mentioned in number 21. But that is all for the tips that I have and things you can do to boost your mood. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you apply these or a couple of these or do some of these, and if you do, let me know. That'd be kind of cool. If this audio sounds a little different, it is literally because I'm holding my mic right now, because while I was editing, I realized I didn't do my pop culture plug for this episode, so I'm going to do it now. I'm going to plug Bozzy, specifically his newest single, I Don't Think I'm Okay. That song hits me so hard in the feels. Such a good song. He's so incredibly talented, and I am obsessed with his music. I've been listening to his music a lot more recently, so go give him a listen. And now back to your standard scheduled recording of this podcast. If you want to reach me, you can follow me on Instagram at getalohaspirit. My Pinterest, you're wondering, is Kyla Nicole 2013. Or if you want to talk to me elsewhere, my email is kyla@getalohaspirit.com. And of course, check out my website, getalohaspirit.com. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you next time. And of course, don't forget to stay vibing.